UK's role in Kentucky's future, today on UK Perspectives. I'm Tom Goodell. UK President Eli Capoluto believes strongly in the importance of the university to the citizens of our state, and he shared his thoughts on that topic in a recent blog post. Dr. Capoluto, welcome back to UK Perspectives.
Tom, it's always a delight to be with you.
You were inspired to write that blog message after attending a couple of special ceremonies last month and also one earlier this week. So tell us about those events.
As we stood in the lobby of the Center for Applied Energy Research's headquarters, I was struck once again about the critical importance of two things that were central to that announcement and others we've made just in the past few weeks, and that is great facilities and great talent. An outstanding university thrives only when both of these are in place, and that's true for our country. Our economic advance as a country has been built in no small way from an extraordinary commitment to research, discovery, and development. Whether scientists labor in labs on a seemingly obscure research question that becomes a drug that combats cholesterol and heart disease, our work on the front lines to unlock the secret of how to ensure that energy and fuel are burned and consumed in a cleaner, more sustainable fashion, it must be supported by a long-term commitment to investment and research. The current budget battles and protracted stalemates in Washington imperil our progress and our future. As the country recovers in a still fragile global economy, we can't forget, we cannot abandon the principles that made us strong. Public investment in research and development, though not always immediately apparent, is an essential driver of our recovery. It's been the pillar of our success. It will be in the future if we commit to such investment now.
Well, you mentioned the protracted battles in Washington. What kind of effect directly has the sequester and the potential for a government shutdown? What kind of effect has that had on research here at UK?
Well, I think the potential shutdown and the fragile economy over the last several years have introduced uncertainty into our research initiatives. The on-again, off-again, potential to lose funding. You know, we're talking about talent that needs more certainty in funding to continue their work.
Even before the sequester, it seems to me that federal funding for research had begun to decline. Are you optimistic about the future of research funding once we get past all of these legislative squabbles?
I am convinced that on both sides of the aisle, we find strong support for funding of research and development. So I am encouraged that as we come out of this economic decline, this will again be a top priority for the United States.
Why is research so important? Research, particularly at a university like the University of Kentucky, why is that so important to the citizens of Kentucky?
Well, I'll first start with health and our quality of life as an example. So we have new industries and jobs that tell a lot of a story that come out of this research. But our basic health, the quality of life and longevity have been fundamentally changed and increased dramatically because of federally sponsored support for research. I'll give you one example. The work of 12 Nobel laureates responsible for the development of the statins class of cholesterol medicine was supported by federal research grants. Now, these scientists didn't start off to discover drugs that would break down cholesterol. They were simply seeking to understand and answer basic scientific questions of discovery. But what they found has changed the lives and health of millions. I believe there's 40 million people taking these drugs today. Look at the economic impact. The National Research Council calculated the portion of revenue from 30 well-known computing firms whose technology could be traced back to research supported by government agencies. That total impact on our economy today from that research is nearly $500 billion a year. That happens not only globally, but locally. I'll give you one example. In Lexington, we have a company by the name of Alilix. It's producing natural flavors and scents derived from yeast-based research developed in our College of Agriculture. That company is attracting outside investment and creating high-paying jobs. Our Center for Applied Energy Research is developing technologies that can answer serious questions that challenge the global energy economy and essential Kentucky industries. This morning, we announced another grant, $3 million. I think just in the last few years, those grants have totaled over $20 million. We looked across the audience this morning. There were a team of over 40 investigators who are funded in high-paying jobs because of this research. Another incredible local example is UK's Marquee Cancer Center's designation by the National Cancer Institute. We pursued this dream first because cancer is a chief killer in Kentucky. Over the last 10 years, if cancer's average mortality rates were aligned with the national average, where cancer deaths have been in decline, we have saved nearly 20,000 lives in Kentucky. The NCI designation and federal support for scientific breakthroughs reached in our labs and clinics are essential if we want to be part of this decrease in cancer deaths across the United States. Part of the sequestration, the budget for NIH, which is the federal agency responsible for supporting work at the Marquee Cancer Center, was cut by $1.5 billion. That translates into roughly 700 fewer competitive research projects. Last year, UK earned $260 million in external grants and contracts. That's money being invested in discovery that saves lives and creates jobs right here in Kentucky. These funds, they have an immediate impact, a finite economic impact, as we recruit top scientists who can attract these high-profile grants that mean so much to the health and quality of life in Kentucky.
Well, thank you, Dr. Capiluto. Our guest has been Dr. Eli Capiluto, president of the University of Kentucky. Our complete UK Perspectives interview is available at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.